Down to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, beat buzzing with you today as we hear from Acting Ag Secretary Chuck Connor from here in New Orleans in just a moment.
Dad, what's the census?
Oh, that's my 2007 Census of Agriculture form. I need to fill it out and send it in by February 4th, which is right around the corner.
Why do you need to send it in?
Well, the Census of Agriculture collects information from all U.S. farmers and ranchers. And this is our chance to show how important we are to the rest of America. Our answers can actually change our lives.
So, this census is really important, right?
Yes. It gives farmers and ranchers like me the chance to make a difference. This information helps make a better future for all of us. And your future is very important to me.
The census helps our whole family.
It also helps our community.
And they have a website.
Oh, well then I can fill in my census online. Would you like to help?
I guess, if it helps my future.
Our future. What's that web address?
www.agcensus.usda.gov.
Okay, I'll race you to the computer.
Here at the 89th Annual Meeting of the American Farm Bureau, we had the opportunity during the news conference this week with Chuck Connor, Acting Ag Secretary, to raise the question of beef trade with South Korea and Japan. They continue to resist going to those full OIE trading standards. In fact, Japan has offered, apparently through the media and maybe even directly to USDA negotiators, to go ahead and accept beef from 30 months of age instead of 20 months of age. That would allow more beef into that country. But Chuck Connor, our acting secretary, says not enough.
It's a great question, Ron. Let me just, you know, say this is an area you've heard me say so many times. I've kind of run out of adjectives to describe, you know, our angst on this issue. You know, it is extremely frustrating for us, has been now for 3 years. You know, this is not the way good trading partners should be treating each other, just to put it simply. Having said that, I will tell you I'm optimistic that we are going to be able to make some headway with Korea in this situation to restore normal, what should be normal market access for beef to that country. And normal market access meaning full, you know, full compliance with the OIE. I will tell you, you know, the Japanese have they are not offering, you know, staged implementation at this point. You know, they are offering to 30 months and younger, which, you know, does not meet OIE standards, and they're saying, you know, not saying anything in terms of you know, what they would do beyond that. They're just simply saying we'll do 30 months for now, and, you know, talk to us later. Well, you know, that's, we would never get back to those discussions, which means we would be accepting a deal that is totally contrary to what is international standards. You know, we're not going to do this. That has enormous, international standards on trade has enormous implications for us in so many different sectors. Every country we try and trade with, not every country, many countries we try and trade with, you know, have it come to us and said, you know, we've really got a problem with this particular product. Our consumers, you know, are in concern. You know, for now, we just need to trade by a different set of rules than what, you know, science would tell us to trade by. Every one of those cases, we say no. And not only no, but we say absolutely no. And, you know, if we start down this path of making exceptions to that, I can promise you the implications would be far broader than just for beef. They would impact fruits and vegetables, a lot of other livestock trade. Just about every, you know, trade that we do at that point, they would come to us and say, you know, you've done it for beef. You're showing you're willing to trade not according to international standards. Now we want you to do it for our product. We're not going to go there.
Acting Secretary of Agriculture Chuck Connor, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale coming up Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 75 Hereford and 50 Angus bulls, complete with EPD information. They've got 60 spring calving bred Hereford and Angus heifers on offer as well. Van Messner and his family invite you to give them a call for more information, 580-837-5532. The Messner Ranch production sale, Saturday, February 2nd. Call for information, 580-837-5532.
That's your Beef Buzz, reporting from New Orleans, American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Meeting. I'm Ron Hayes.